Radio Network. I'm Sean Savage. Stay in touch with us on social media. On Twitter, the handle is AmpRadioNet. Let's keep things going. This is Demure with Lovin' to Nothing.
Amplified Radio. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Amplified Radio Network.
listening to the Amplified Radio Network. If you missed any of the show, you can head over to our website. It's amplifiedradio.ca. There you'll find some links to iTunes, SoundCloud, and all other podcast directories. You'll also find playlists for previous shows and links to artist interviews. Unfortunately, that's all the time I have for this episode. This is Enigma from Alex Renero. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Amplified Radio Network.
This is Bird Note. Only a few songbirds anywhere in the world are as small as bush tits. Weighing in at 5.3 grams, that's about the weight of 4 paperclips. They're smaller than many hummingbirds. Take a close look at a bush tit and you'll marvel at how tiny it is. But bush tits take full advantage of their diminutive size. While larger insect eaters forage on the upper surfaces of leaves and twigs, bush tits hang beneath them. That gives them exclusive access to all the tiny insects and spiders, protected from the rain and hiding out of sight of other birds. Watch a foraging flock of bush tits, and you'll have to smile. A shrub or small tree may be full of little brown, long-tailed birds hanging upside down like Christmas tree ornaments. After they finish nesting, bush tits go about in flocks of 30 or more. One bird after another flies from bush to bush, like a troop passing in review. Their quiet calling helps them keep track of one another. Where they live in suburbia, a flock of 30 bush tits can do a great job of ridding a garden of harmful aphids and scale insects. Good things do come in small packages. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJ